During this year's legislative session, lawmakers passed House Bill 105, allowing individuals who are being treated for what's called intractable epilepsy to possess hemp extract as a way to treat their disease. Janice Houston, the state registrar and director of the Office of Vital Records, says the hemp oil can only be used for patients who haven't responded to other treatment.
The enabling bill says that it's epilepsy that has not responded to three or more courses of standard, pharmaceutical treatment.
About 100 families, she says, will be able to apply for a hemp extract registration card. Those wishing to receive a certificate must fill out an application, obtain a signature from their neurologist, submit their medical records, provide proof of identity and residency, and pay a $400 application fee at the Utah Department of Health. She says the $400 will be used to pay for the program, and she says it'll be charged annually.
When House Bill 105, which was the authorizing legislation, went through, we knew at that time, based on the advocacy group and on that was behind it, and also the physicians that were there to testify on the bill, that there are about 100 families with children under 18 that would qualify for the registry. And since this registry was, starting from scratch, it was the startup cost to get it going divided by those 100 families. So we're hoping that if there is a larger demand than anticipated, then next year we'll be able to lower the fee.
The hemp oil is administered orally as a preventative measure.
There's no prescription behind it, so it's basically something that the parent has to kind of figure out. And then they provide it orally to their child as the number of times a day that they think it's going to, help. And then they watch for an improvement in the rate of seizures, fewer seizures.
As to where you can purchase the hemp oil, she didn't know, but says there's plenty of information out there.
Most of these families are pretty connected in, and they know how to get it. But for others, it's going to be a trial and error. There's a lot of information out of Colorado right now regarding this. And so if they go and just do a Google search, they can usually find everything that they need.
An instruction sheet and all necessary forms are available for download on the Department of Health website at www.health.utah/gov/hempregistry. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.